Hey everyone.
Hola a todos.
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
We hope that you are all having a great week so far. I know for us personally, las últimas semanas have been a bit hectic and very busy.
Good busy.
Yeah, good busy. You're not going to complain.
Should we just go ahead and tell them?
Kind of shy. No, just kidding. Yes.
Go ahead. Break the news.
So, si nos han estado escuchando like las últimas semanas with our old previous episodes, we've been kind of like talking about how we brainstormed the merch and how we sent out the merch and now we were waiting for the merch. Well, guess what?
It's all here.
It's finally here. Todo está completo. We have the boxes of everything that we have ordered. And literally right before this episode, Steph and I estuvimos hablando of when is a good release date for merch.
And so given that National Hispanic Heritage Month is coming up in September, we decided that we will be launching on the first day of National Hispanic Heritage Month, and that is Friday, September 15th of this year.
Ooh. It's exciting. Yeah. It's a little nerve-wracking though, not gonna lie. Because no les gusta, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But we hope y'all like it. We did put a lot of thought into them.
Yeah.
So, hala, you know. And if you have the OG stickers, just know they're coming back. So you might want to get your hands on the new and improved ones.
New and improved.
And if you have the OG stickers, you're a real one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's kind of what's been happening on this side. And then also, if you follow us on Instagram, you are aware that Miss Stephanie went to Podcast Movement this past week.
Yes. So I went on our Instagram story and talked about it a little bit. Honestly, we've been like talking about like the podcast and thinking about like the next steps. And so, you know, we run this podcast at home, right? Behind our laptops. And so we were thinking about like what to do next. And so that was networking. We need to get out there, talk to people in the industry and just find out how to grow. And so that's what we did. We applied for the Podcast Movement scholarship and we got it. So that was something that helped us to actually make this happen. Because these things are expensive. And so that really helped and was really a big motivator for us to go and to put Cuento Crimen out there. Honestly, like I learned so much, as I said in the Instagram story, learned about how to grow the podcast, how to build community in our audience. And I learned more about how to do true crime ethically and also hearing stories about people of color in podcasting was really inspiring.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I already shared everything with Jahaira and we're like going to implement all this into the podcast and hope that it works and it grows the podcast.
Yeah. Also, just want to give like a big shout out to Steph, you know, because it must have been intimidating ir sola and, you know, you're far away from home and then you have like all these like big names and big podcasters, but I'm proud of you, Steph, for going.
Yeah, honestly, it was a bit like intimidating. Usually I'm okay about that because it's like after, you know, I remind myself that, you know, I do belong in these places and all these things. So I'm pretty good at that and like, you know, trying not to get imposter syndrome. But man, driving up to this hotel, like conference place was super intimidating because honestly it was so big. It looked like a modern castle. Like it was a really big hotel and like it wasn't surrounded by anything because like it was in Denver, Colorado, so there's like space between like houses and areas,
nice,
you know,
and open.
So it was literally just the hotel that you could see from miles away of how big it is. And so driving up, I was like, oh my god, I'm scared. But you know, like I met a lot of people that made me feel comfortable and yeah. So,
and in case anyone is wondering why I didn't join, it just so happened that that was also the first week of school. And if y'all don't know, I work at a school. So it was kind of hard for me to miss that whole first week.
Yeah.
It's a it would really have been a disaster. Yeah. But anyway, Stephanie, was able to go and was able to make some connections and put Cuento Crimen on the board, which we're very proud and thankful for. And so, yeah, so those are like our two little updates for you all. Y bueno, pues a lo que vinieron hoy es miércoles, so les traemos un nuevo episodio, un nuevo caso. Today we're going to be talking about Keely Rodney.
And this case, unlike many other cases that we cover here on the podcast, it seems like this one has some closure.
which is kind of rare because unfortunately a lot of these cases don't have any closure. Mm-hmm. Entonces, antes de empezar, les queremos dar una advertencia porque vamos a hablar sobre temas sensibles. We would like to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. All right, let's begin.
So I'm not too sure, but I believe this was a requested case. It was written under the request list, right? Mm-hmm. I think. So it's been a while, but shout out to the person who brought this case today.
So also taking the opportunity to ask y'all to send in more requests because as we said before, we're going down the list. So if you have any case suggestions, please send them over because honestly, well, we cover episodes every week. So we go down that list pretty fast.
Yeah. Or if you like sent us a request and you're like, pero y'all haven't done it, send us a message and be like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? Just a little reminder. Okay, now let's really get started. So Kaylee Ronnie tenía 16 años y ella vivía en Truckee, Nevada. Y a lo visto, she was kind of your average teenager. Ella le gustaba disfrutar de la vida and she loved to have fun. I mean, she was young, you know, she was in... finding out who she was, finding out what the world has for her.
Yeah, I mean, being 16, like you're in the middle of high school, but like you're already thinking of what's next, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes.
Yeah. She was an average teenager going out, having fun and all the things, you know? So, el 5 de agosto del año 2022, Kaylee fue a una fiesta cerca de Prosser Family Campground. And Jahaira and I aren't too familiar with this area, pero parece que this is kind of like a known spot in the area.
I feel like, I mean, again, como dijo Steph, no sabemos mucho de la área, pero siento como que this was a spot known as like the hangout spot, right? Like it was like meet me at the spot, you know, type of thing. Pero sí, Kaylee went with some friends to this party that was happening in this area. Y de hecho, she actually had plans to hang out with her mom, pero último momento decidió ir mejor a la fiesta. And by what we read, it sounds like esta era una fiesta grande.
Yeah, we read that there were like 200 teenagers and young adults that attended this party. So honestly, it is a really big party. And like for it to be the known spot and like to be able to host these many people, like that's crazy.
And also just like a disclaimer, this is research that we found, right? So obviously Steph and I don't know the area. Steph and I aren't from the area. We don't know the culture. We don't know what really happens. But when we were doing our research, this is what it was played out to see. So then this is what we have to say. You know what I mean? So it's not like we ourselves personally know this. Like, it's just what we read. So I just want to make that disclaimer.
Entonces, Kaylee llegó a la fiesta como a las 9:45 de la noche.
Y como a las 12:36 de la mañana, ella le manda un mensaje de texto a su amiga Samantha. Just, I guess, maybe giving her a heads up. Not too sure. Pero también le manda un mensaje a su mamá y le dice que en un ratito ella ya se va a ir de la fiesta para la casa.
Her mom, Lindsay, dice que the last thing that she told her daughter was to be safe and that she loved her. And that Kaylee also replied saying, okay, mom, I love you too.
Pero la mañana viene y Lindsay se da cuenta que Kaylee nunca llegó a casa. And again, you know, she checks in with Keely's friend and Samantha says that the last time she heard from Kaylee was around midnight. Y el novio de Kaylee, Jagger Westfall, says that he last heard from her around 10:30 p.m. So it seems like at the point or at the part where Kaylee was sending out those messages, ella no estaba ni con Samantha ni con su novio.
Lo bueno es que Lindsay knew where her daughter was the night before. And she starts asking people who attended the party and if they knew anything about her. Pero lo único que dijeron fue que she was last seen wandering around the party before she just vanished.
And pretty soon, Kaylee was reported as a missing person. Y en este caso, unlike many others, action was taken right away, which we love to hear and it always makes us happy to hear. El FBI, California Highway Patrol, and a trust agency ayudaron a buscar a Keely. So, like, a lot of different forces came together and used all the resources that they had.
There were hundreds of investigators along with K-9 units and everything. We never hear this in, you know, some of the other cases that we cover. So, as Jahida was saying, we are, like, beyond happy seeing all these resources be available to this family.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be for every case. Because mm-hmm. clearly, like, los resources ahí están. It's just a matter of, you know, time and effort. Hubo más de 1,200 tips from the public. Y en total la buscaron por 12,438 hours. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of hours that they were trying to find her. But nothing was coming up.
So as we were saying, right? So Keely drove her 2013 silver Honda SRV to the party. And so now she's missing. And also her car is missing too.
So yeah, so like Steph was saying, ella estaba manejando una SUV, a 2013 silver Honda SRV. And at this point, you know, no sabían dónde estaba su carro, dónde estaba ella. And at some point, police were offering a $50,000 reward for any information that could lead to finding her.
Y gracias a todo este esfuerzo and resources, pudieron encontrar a Keely Rodney.
And unfortunately, it wasn't the way we had hoped for. On August 21st, a group of divers, adventurers with purpose, found a car inside of Prosser Lake. Y adentro del carro estaba un cuerpo.
And pretty much right after, it was confirmed that the body that they found inside this lake was Keely Rodney.
There was a lot of speculation on what was found. And muchos pensaron que quizás sí fue un accidente. Y muchos pensaban que there was foul play involved. And the reason why was because the diver actually found her body in the back seat of the car. And two windows were open. And so they believed that this was like very suspicious, which I understand, right? Like, why would she be in the back of the car? Like, why would her body be in the back of the car? But then, you know, as we were reading, like, muchos decían, quizás she panicked and she was trying to get out of the car and she just happened to make her way to the back of the car. Y pues ahí es donde desafortunadamente se ahogó. Like, it's, you know, there's a lot at play.
Yeah. And to be specific, she was found in the back cargo hatch of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like a lot of maybe debate that maybe she did crawl back there, or other people will say like, well, why did she even crawl back there? Yeah. So it's like some people think it's suspicious and some people think it's not.
And even till this day, a lot, like even though her death was later declared accidental by the Nevada County Sheriff's Office coroner. But como estaba diciendo Steph, muchas de las personas from this town, including her family, believe that there could have been foul play in Keely's death.
So that is all that we have for this week's episode. Let us know what y'all think, if you think there's foul play in this case. I'll add a little question to our Spotify listeners, since that's a Spotify feature.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you think there. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And stay tuned for merch.